Here's a thought I'll title The Unknown Image. And it's a discussion about an experience that I've had my entire life in photography that, to be honest, I thought was unique. I didn't assume that anybody else had this experience. I thought maybe I was the only one, but I should have known better. And that experience is this. It's a fairly common thing when I upload images from my camera after an extensive shoot. Maybe I've been out for a week or a weekend or something. I'll frequently find images that I have no memory whatsoever of having taken. I don't remember the moment. I don't remember the place. I don't remember the scene. I don't remember composing it. I don't remember clicking the shutter. It's almost as though they show up having beamed in Star Trek style from some other source than my camera. But there they are. I can't deny that I made those images. But I have no conscious memory of having done so. For the longest time, I tended to ignore those images because I couldn't remember them and just assumed that, you know, maybe I had accidentally clicked a shutter or some such thing. But eventually, after this happened with some frequency, I started paying more attention to those images and realized that they're not an accident. They're something that I did on purpose. I just can't remember why. And the more I've thought about this, the more I realize that these are images that bubble up from deep within our subconscious mind. These are the images where we are responding and reacting to the world in a way that is not intellectual, that's not pre-thought, that's not planned. We just react. And there's something magical about that. These images are a bit of a clue to our creative life that we're not consciously aware of. So I've learned to look for those images, to identify them when I upload them from my camera, and then specifically set aside time to go to work on those images. Oftentimes they're outliers. They have nothing to do with anything I was photographing at the time or during that session. They have nothing to do with any projects that I'm working on. They're literally outliers that are maybe clues, maybe whispers that says, here's something you ought to pay attention to. Here's something you might want to be interested in. And that's messages, I think, coming from my subconscious. So I started looking at those images specifically and processing them. And what I've discovered over the last dozen or more years is that the vast majority of those make great images. Not all of them. Sometimes I process and process and process and they just don't turn into anything. Other times, once I put my attention to those images, their potential reveals itself fairly easily and fairly quickly. I've also had the experience where if I try to work on one of these unknown images and it's just not going anywhere, if I set it aside and come back to it a year, two, three, five, 10 years down the road, then something occurs to me because, again, whatever's been bubbling up from my subconscious has now had time to mature, and I can see the potential in the image, or possibly even the way that image opens up the possibility of a project that I was not aware of before. In other words, what I'm suggesting is every time you click the shutter, you're responding to the environment. It's the intersection of your environment and your consciousness, and that leads to artwork. And the challenge on an intellectual level is to make that connection stronger, more powerful, more aware, more fulfilling even. And sometimes with these unknown images, that's going to take a considerable effort because we may not know even where we're starting from, but the unknown image creeps in. I've learned to trust that subconscious impulse when it comes to art making, because it generally does lead to something. The worst thing I can do is take those images and say I don't remember photographing them and just ignore them forever as though they're unimportant. No, I think they are important. And maybe what we need to do is to trust the intuition we had at the time when we clicked the shutter. Somehow we saw something in that moment which was fleeting. But in spite of that, it's still important. And if you can learn to trust your subconscious mind that captures those images, it's a great way to explore creativity at a much deeper level than to limit your work and processing an exhibition of the ones that you know are terrific images.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.